When I've given talks to academic audiences, of which I do less and less, I've said this is a message from a dinosaur. You could not pursue the kind of career I pursued, living on soft money for 12 years, doing high-risk research, without already having findings to show that your research was going to pay off. Well, that's what I did, and also pursuing research that sometimes took 2 to 5 years to complete. This isn't possible anymore. If I was starting out today, I would not go into psychology. There's too little support for research in psychology. I certainly wouldn't go into the field of emotion, which is full of rivalries, spite, and competition. One of the wonderful things about entering the field of emotion when I did in the 1960s is it was a pretty empty field. There were only 3 or 4 people in total, and they were fairly congenial, and there wasn't a lot of envy and competition. So my advice, if you were foolish enough to try to make a career doing psychological research, I advise everyone I encounter, don't try it, particularly if you want to do unorthodox, cutting-edge research. There isn't support for it. Now, if you're independently wealthy, maybe. But pick a field that isn't already full. Pick a field where all the groundwork hasn't already been laid and fiercely defended by territorial people. Create your own groundwork. You may fail, but if you succeed, you'll be a pioneer.